Well, good morning. Good to see you out this morning. Good to have you here visiting. Good to have you visiting with us this morning. Beautiful day. Been a beautiful week. A little warm, but we're still thankful for that. Going into 4th of July. And one of my favorite holidays as far as for the country. Always makes you sit back and reflect and remember how great the country is. And if you've ever had the opportunity to leave, go into third world countries, I was thinking last night as I watched the president step over the line going into North Korea. Wonder how you would fare if you spent a week or two in North Korea and then come back. Wonder what your testimony would be. Wonder how you would relate. I know when I spent some time in third world country, I was kind of, when I got back to America, I just kind of wanted to kiss the ground because I realized what a privilege we have here. Even with America and all its greatest faults, it is one of the greatest countries, if not the greatest country on the face of the earth. And so I'm so thankful to be able to be born here, raised here, be able to live here and have the freedoms that we enjoy. I was thinking last night watching our president with the president of North Korea. The last time he sent a group of people over to sit and have talks on this nuclear weapons, he didn't like what they did, so when they came back, four of them, he lined up and he just killed them and shot them. Wondered how we would feel if we lived under those conditions. I wonder how we would feel if we had this church right here in North Korea, we would be put to death or killed or imprisoned or to slave camps for just meeting together and having worship. So, Before you ever go disrespecting the flag, get educated a little bit and understand how good God's been to you. The Bible says in Romans 2:4 that the goodness of God worketh repentance. When you realize how good God's been to you, then you ought to want to come and you want to have a different attitude toward things. And so always do that, amen. And so I love our country. I love our veterans that's willing to go and fight and die, give what they give. And I love the fact of that the founders of our nation was wise enough to go into the greatest book ever to get direction on how to form a country. And the blessings and the results of this country and why we have what we have is because it was founded upon the Word of God. Whether you like it, whether you don't like it, you go back and read the real history of America, you'll find out 92% of the Constitution, all those things were formed out of ideas or directly out of the principles of the Word of God. And when you get into and you read the Federalist Papers and all those things, in the founding of the nation and get the ideas and philosophies, you understand that God was a big part of it. And they also understood that they were making it a Christian nation, understanding that no laws could govern a group of people. But if God changed people's hearts, it could form a great nation. And that's what's been one of the blessings of this country. And I understand how far we've deviated away from that. And to be honest with you, if the founders of our country could see the way they worked in Washington right now, there would be another Boston Tea Party, but it would be with a bunch of congressmen this time being thrown over the side of the ships. Because it's a joke. It's a joke and it's a shame how they've forgotten how great this nation is and the principles that this nation was founded upon. But I am still glad to be here, amen. So this week, enjoy yourself, but do not forget that you've been greatly blessed to be part of this nation. And don't forget who made that possible. God put you where he wanted to put you, in the family he wanted to put you, in the place where he wanted to put you. But to whom much is given, much shall be required. Amen.